The alternative sounds of the 60s and 70s
toward the unknown region.
Let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Here comes Radio Me Amigo from the LBAP.
In a little column in my local paper. And so I packed my bags and blew across the sea all on my local paper. I'm sailing to Hawaii in the USA. I'm just an English boy who won a holiday in Waikiki. I didn't realize it was commercialized when I packed my cases, because a genuine Hawaiian ukulele cost me 30 guineas. And even when I'm swimming, she said to me, I come from New York City. And my mother is Italian, and my dad's a Greek. I'm just an English boy who won a holiday in Waikiki. Well, there's a ooga ooga on the shiny Friday on the windy cupola. And in a little shack, it had a little sign that had a woman. And even all the grass skirts were PVC. I'm just an English boy who won a holiday.
Chris B at towardtheunknownregion.com.
something to play with. Go and find yourself a toy. Baby, my time is too expensive, and I'm not a little boy. If you are serious, don't play with my heart, it makes me furious. But if you want me to love you, then a baby I will. Girl, you know I will. Tell it like it is. Don't be ashamed. Let your conscience be your guide. But I know deep down inside of me, I believe you love me. Forget your foolish pride. Life is too short to have sorrow. You may be here today and gone tomorrow. You might as well get what you want. So go on and live. Baby, go on and live. Tell it like it is. I'm nothing to play with. Go and find yourself a toy. But I'll tell it like it is. My time is too expensive.
No. Aaron Neville, telling it like it was. Tell it like it is. Stateside Records, 584.
Yeah.
27th of January, 67 is when it and all what we're playing in this hour were released. Issue number 161 of the new singles. 64 of them this week. A massive 64. We can't play them all, but we're playing a selection.
Yeah, it was a big hit on the Billboard chart at number 2.
That. Yeah, and before that, a great one from the Shangri-Las, The Sweet Sound of Summer on Mercury. I said to Les, look out, but fortunately nothing...
No, wasn't the leader of the pack, funny enough.
He wasn't on his bike.
No, they'd had several hits, obviously, in the early mid-60s, hadn't they? And leader of the pack was actually re-released this year as well. What we're talking about, 1967.
We are, yeah.
So later in the year, Leader of the Pack would be re-released.
Yeah.
Along with Walking in the Sand, which was another one of their big hits.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to the sweet...
So this never got anywhere.
...sound of summer.
Yes, we are.
The summer of love. I'm already smoking dandelion leaves at the moment, Les.
Aaron Neville.
In my roll-up.
Aaron Neville teamed up with Linda Ronstadt to do quite a number of duets in later on in his career. But that one was actually originally recorded in 1960. That was his first single, was 1960. This was his big hit, though.
It was.
Tell It Like It Is.
Yeah,
1967.
I do remember this one, yeah. And we began with Steve Derbyshire.
Oh, that was good.
Holiday in Waikiki. I noticed on the label it said Davies.
Yes, it was
Ray Davies.
It was Ray
Kinks.
Davies.
Yeah.
And it was on their, it came out as a track on their album.
Yeah.
So it was, as you say, quite rightly written by Ray Davies.
Well, we're going to be travelling.
It always surprises me what information we find what you can find by just looking at, picking up a label and just looking at it.
It looks such a difficult list to make a programme out of.
Yeah.
And you may think it does sound very difficult what we're playing here. But we're going to be travelling on a cloud.
It's more difficult deciding to choose what not to play.
Yeah. For the third time, I'm going to tell you, Les, we're going to be travelling on a cloud shortly.
Oh.
Chris Farlow, both sides of his single, You're So Good To Me and My Way Of Giving, an immediate record single, and then it'll be Hat and Tie. Now, Hat and Tie had the talents of, I think it was Patrick Campbell Lyons, who, by him and Alex Spiropoulos, or Spiropoulos, would go on to form the original band called Nirvana.
And yes.
And Rainbow Chaser, where they sing Travelling on a Cloud. That's what I'm getting round to.
Not Nirvana, the...
Not the grunge band.
Not the grunge band,
not in 67.
No.
So this is his formative years. So the band will be called...
Patrick Campbell Lyon and Chris Thomas. Yes.
That's who it is. Yeah. First of all, Chris Farlow. You're So Good To Me, Les Newman.
Sun comes up before morning.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
I'm here at home, sitting all on my own. No one to talk to now, I know. Gone. What a fool I have been to myself, and I'm finding it rough with you not love me now. Oh. Sitting thinking just what steps I have to take. No idea just how long you'll make me wait. Have you a way I'd give in, let you win, 'cause I'm finding it rough.
it on your own. Can't believe that you can bear it all alone. I'm here at home, sitting all on my own. No one to talk to now, I know that you've gone. What a fool I have been to myself. I'm finally proud with you not loving me now. I can't believe that you can manage on your own. Can't believe that you can bear it all alone.
In the meantime, you're faced with 7 hours of crap from Bent.
Been working for so many days, been striving hard to save my pay. But now I'm free to spend as I please. I'll buy some smoke, I'll buy some cheese, I'll buy a clock to wake us up each day. I'll buy a yacht to take us far away. We'll eat the food that only kings would eat. I'll buy some bread, I'll buy some meat. I've been working 5 long years. Now it's time to dry my tears. Some bread, I buy some meat. I've been working 5 long years. Now it's time to dry my tears.
Of a single from Hat and Tie, Finding It Rough, and Bread on the President, a bright yellow label, President Records, PT122, can sell upwards of £400.
Yeah, £500, I've just seen here.
Yep, if you can
find. Last one that was sold, £5.99.
Vinyl is where it was at, man, and...
I'm
sure no one can be mistaken, but we are two old guys rambling on about music from the past.
Oh, you know.
And Chris
Weren't
Farlow.
Weren't they good days, though? Well,
we began
Hat
with.
Hat and Tie were Campbell Lyons and... What was his other name? I can't tell you. Patrick Campbell Lyons and Chris Thomas. That was it.
Was that the Chris Thomas who ended up in Manfred Mann's Earth Band?
I don't know. I'll have to check that one. But Finding It Rough was covered, funny enough, by the Everly Brothers.
Yeah.
Which seems a bit bizarre, but there we go. A country version of that.
Yeah. In a little while, the Remo 4. But first of all, Johnny Young and Company. And Johnny Young had a really great record written by the Bee Gees, Craig Finch and Kirk. But this is not it. This is... This is it. Put my needle on the record and it goes like this.
got you cheating. Step back. Step back a little, you're falling in love. Step back a little, be all mine. Step back a little, you're falling in love tonight. Don't give an inch or you'll take a mile. Now step back. Don't give your love, just wear a smile. Now step back. Step back a little, you're falling in love. Step back a little, don't turn around. Things he's bought you. Step back. Step back a little. You're falling in love. Step back a little. Don't look above. Step back a little. You're falling in love tonight. I'll just tell you one more time now. Step back. I won't be glad till you're all mine now. Step back. Step back a little. Fall in love. Step back a little. Don't look above. Step back a little. You're falling in love.
To show you elegant places, I'll give. Rings you can treasure, symbols of leisure, tailors to make you, dresses to measure.
Let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
She told me that she loved me, and like a fool I believed her from the start. Let me do. She
you chose to see the way it hurt.
If you're of an age, you'll remember that song being featured in the Monkees TV series written by Boyce and Hart. But there it was performed by Les.
Del Shannon.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Well.
It was quite groovy at the start, wasn't it, Miss? Oh, listen to that.
Runaway was 61.
Actually, so this sounds like Kim Wilde. Yeah. Kids in America, listen.
And, of course, you played...
Remo 4, yeah. Live Like a Lady on Fontana, and Johnny Young and Company, Step Back on Decca.
And what was that, the Nirvana we played as well?
Earlier, yeah, Hat and Tie. The Hat and Tie Band, who ultimately became Nirvana.
Yeah.
Not the Kurt Cobain album.
Well, Rainbow Chaser variety.
Yeah, the Rainbow Chaser, which I think was released this year. I think we'll hear that.
Yeah,
not this year.
50, because half of Hat and Tie was...
I think we've gone back 56 years, haven't we, Les?
Was Chris Thomas, who was a record producer, became a record... He was also involved very much in the mixing of Dark Side of the Moon, amongst other things.
What did it say?
The White Album was another one of his...
He was a referee between Gilmore...
Gilmore and... Waters couldn't agree on how the thing would to be mixed, so he was the referee between them, and he decided it was a lot of him. His influence went on to how that was produced. That record was ultimately produced by Alan Parsons.
Yes, I remember chilling out at Hunstanton Searle's camping site. Me and Jez Bowles. Lay on the bonnet.
I've got the sleeve, but I haven't got the vinyl disappeared.
We laid on the bonnet of my car, chilling out, listening to Dark Side of the Moon, much to the annoyance of the rest of the campsite. I used to take, because I was already working at post office telephones by then, and they had these massive cells, only 1.5 volts, they're about that round, that's about what? 2-3 inches across, and of course you wired them all up, and it powered my Teletone cassette recorder, and I'd want one of those wooden loudspeakers from a working men's club. Not stereo, I'm afraid, but at least we
had
were
one of those.
Grooving in the tent.
Was it about then I would have had one of those Philips piano key type
on the front of your cassette deck
in it.
In a moment, I was Lord Kitchener's Valet by Peter Fenton. Now, I don't know, it was Peter Fenton, one of the guys who ended up in Please Sir and the Fen Street Gang. I'm not sure. Peter Fenton, I was Lord Kitchener's Valet. But first of all, one from someone who I never cared much for, but this isn't bad, and in a few months we'll be playing another one which I really like, from PJ Proby and Nikki Hokey.
me on a Scooby-Doo. I dig you on a Scooby-Doo. You woke up the fool, you. You woke up the fool, you. Little girl, you give to the concentration of the fool I be. Sister's on a trip, your mama died here. Little girl, you looking okay. You won't look up for who you. Sister's on a trip, your mama got here. Little girl, you looking okay. You won't go through you. You won't go through you. Little girl, can't give you the condition of the fool I'm with. I talk about the fool I. Come on, talk about the story. Talk about your fool I. Talk about your way.
In circles, wasting my time the whole day. Walking in circles, ever since the day that I lost you. I never thought I'd see the day that I would waste my Kitchener's valet. We were ever so pally. I was always there to press his suits and clean his boots, and in return, as everybody knows, he gave me all his old clothes. I was Lord Kitchener's valet. We used to share the same chalet. He would often say that when he died that he'd provide for me, and you can see just what I got, his winter woolies and the lot. All together, chaps!
Oh, Lord Kitchener, what a lot to do. Everyone is wearing clothes that once belonged to you. If you were alive today, I'm sure you would snow. If you put the screw around to better know. Lord Kitchener's valet, right from Kandahar to Calais. I was by his side to wipe his shoes and serve his booze. I knew my loyalty would be repaid. I'm in the second-hand trade. Let it rip, chaps!
Oh, Lord Kitchener, what's hard to do? Everyone is wearing clothes that once belonged to you. I know that you will forgive me if I tell you on my knees.
Your wardrobe is a victim of the economic squeeze.
What to do? From now on, to now on, we move. As I see how
we briefly heard the wrong side, the B side about Walking in Circles, Peter Fenton, and then we quickly realised our error. But it was pretty good anyway, so at least you got to hear a bit of the B side, and that was I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet on Fontana, same label as the New Vaudeville Band, and sounding suspiciously like the same voice as the New Vaudeville Band.
That's interesting, because I can't see. I've had a look at the New Vaudeville Band. I can't see his name on
did
there.
Did you say on Shazam it came up as the New Vaudeville Band first of all? Or?
Yeah, it did. It might.
Yeah, so it may be when they compiled a sort of a greatest hits of the New Vaudeville Band, they realised that he'd been moonlighting as Peter Fenton.
Yeah, it might be.
So I don't think he was Dennis or anybody in Police or whatever.
No, it wasn't, actually. I don't think.
No, and PJ Proby, Nicky Hokey on Liberty Records, as was the Del Shannon one, also on Liberty Records. This is Johnny Cash. You Be All I Ever Saw. You are listening to Chris B, Chris Bent, and Les Neumann, Les Newman
on the vibes.
On the vibes. We're setting the controls for the heart of the eucalyptus tree, because we're heading for the summer of love, man.
I walked through every town, saw fortunes lost and found, and when your trail failed, I walked holes in both my souls. But I don't expect you back. You're somewhere making tracks. I crossed your burning bridges and walked through miles of sand, met the lawless and the law, but you beat all I ever saw. I dreamed a million miles about your eyes and smiles. I tried to love the best and to turn from all the rest, but I'd scan the skies for you and I only saw your hue. They threw away your mold. You were made of frozen gold, and your heart would never thaw. You beat all I ever saw.
Oh, good God.
You're listening to Chris B. Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
Reminding us of the crying game. That was the Night Crawlers and My Little Black Egg on London Records, HLR 10109. I've had this conversation with myself before, haven't I? I've pondered why some London records prefix HLU and HLJ, HLE. There must be some reasoning. Perhaps it's the country of origin of the...
minor
original hit. Sammy John before this and Little John.
Why is it soft?
Records.
I don't know.
No, it's Sammy John, brackets soft. But it doesn't say that in the singles listing. And then we began with Johnny Cash. And You Beat All I Ever Saw. Singing the lowest I've ever heard the Man in Black singing. There, Les.
Yeah, it's a bit Lee Marvin, Lee Hazelwood type song.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. This is Ken Boove and the only reggae-fied tune of the week. Ireland's white label.
What's he murdering this time?
Train is coming.
So the train is coming, baby. I said the train is coming now. I said the train is coming, baby. I said the train is coming now.
So long I've been waiting for you. Oh yeah. Now the time has come when it's between me and you. Oh love. I said the train is coming, baby. Now. I said the train is coming, baby. And I am leaving on that train, Lord.
I said the train is coming, baby. I said the train is coming now. I said the train is coming, baby. I said the train is coming now.
Every day I pray.
this little hour. Now the time has come, and I want you to stand by me. Because the train is coming, baby, and we are leaving on the train. And we will roam this land where we all will be free. Lord, I said the train is coming, baby. I said the train is coming now. I said the train is coming, the train is coming now.
Let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B.
You have the quality.
It's almost time to switch Les off.
Okay, there we go.
That was Felice Taylor. Wow. It may be winter outside, but in my heart...
But it's spring.
It's raining. On President Records there. Felice Taylor went on to have a massive hit with I Feel Love Coming On, and everyone thought she was Diana Ross. Yeah. Etta James, I Prefer You on Chess Records. And, Ken Booth.
Part of the Love Unlimited outfit, that was.
Who was?
She was.
Felice Taylor? Yeah. Oh.
Barry White. Yeah.
That was must have been later on.
Yeah. No, 73.
Here we are. We've been, we've landed our time machine today. 27th of January 1967. We're on Hunstanton Beach, just behind the Punch and Judy stand. But it's a bit chilly. Mm-hmm. It's a chit billy today.
27th of
January 1967. This was number 161 of the singles lists. And there were 64 of them. We've soldiered. Wow. We've played you a pretty good cross section, haven't we, Mr. N?
Well, I think it's been quite interesting today. We always find
some amazing stuff. Don't we? Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to leave you with Mike Stevens and the Chevelles on Pi Records with Caffey's Clown. So I'll play that for the delightful.
The Everly's classic.
Caffey. And we'll also hear The Cats, What a Crazy Life, in this studio.
It's a crazy life.
I think they were from the Netherlands. Nederpop, shall we say. Yeah. Here he comes. We'll be seeing you.
I don't want your love.
I don't let you bear. is now the kindest, plenty of fishes in the sea.